Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In Farm Bureau, we often talk about how active and engaged our members are in policy advocacy. We're usually referring to Farm Bureau members' engagement on specific legislation or issues, their calls, emails, and in-person visits, of course, this was pre-pandemic anyway, to ensure that those who are elected to serve us are aware of what's important to agriculture. Just as important is engagement to make sure the right people get into office in the first place. Farmers and ranchers tend to vote at a high rate. They know that who's in office can have a huge impact on their ability to farm. From regulations and taxes to access to labor and foreign markets, policy supported by those whom we elect to Congress, the White House, and other offices directly affect our farms and families and our ability to feed our nation. I don't have to tell you that the next election, coming up this November 3rd, just 6.5 weeks from now, is a big one. Not only will voters choose the President of the United States, a third of U.S. Senate seats up for election this November, and of course, all 435 U.S. House seats are up. Plus, across the country, hundreds of state and local offices are on the ballot. Farm Bureau is working to ensure that farmers and ranchers make an impact at the polls in two ways, encouraging them to vote and helping them to be informed voters. AFBF recently launched their iFarm iVote toolkit with information farmers need before voting. They can register to vote and find ballot information by using the toolkit. They can look up who their candidates are. They can even find out if their voting location, hours and requirements have changed because of the pandemic. While on the toolkit website, farmers can pledge to vote in the 2020 elections. By taking the pledge, they show the importance of the farm vote and the power of the farmer's voice. We're asking Farm Bureau members to take that pledge and then share it on social media so their friends and followers can do the same. Also last week, AFBF published President Donald Trump's and former Vice President Joe Biden's responses to 12 questions on Farm Bureau's presidential questionnaire. We're proud that for 40 years, if not longer, presidential candidates have responded with their positions on issues that affect America's farmers and food security. Their answers are published as they are received, unedited, so farmers and ranchers can get an unfiltered look at the candidates' platforms and make the best choice based on the issues that matter to them. The views of Farm Bureau members are as diverse as the crops they grow and the animals they raise. But they have a lot in common, too. Patriotism, a sense of duty, a strong work ethic, and engagement in civic matters and policy advocacy. It's these values that will drive them to do the work and inform themselves on where the candidates stand and drive them, once again, to vote at a high rate this November. In August, USDA's crop production report estimated record corn and bean yields based on the data collected in producer surveys as of August 1st. For the 2020 crop year, USDA estimates U.S. corn yield to be 181.8 bushels per acre, surpassing the record-setting estimate of 178.5 bushels per acre from earlier this year. USDA has 2020 soybean yield estimates rising to 53.3 bushels per acre, up from 49.8 bushels per acre estimated earlier this year, and surpassing the record yield of 52 bushels per acre set in 2016. Prior to the report's release, analysts speculated an average corn yield of 180.4 bushels per acre and an average soybean yield of 51.3 bushels per acre. USDA's recently released import and export trade data for July 2020 provides important insight into the continuing impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on U.S. agricultural trade. July 2020 marked the fifth consecutive month and the sixth month in 2020 that the U.S. had a negative ag trade balance. The negative balance of $596 million for July brings the total negative trade balance for the first 7 months of 2020 to $3.551 billion. This balance is down sharply from January through June 2019, when the balance was negative $38 million. Going back further, January through June 2020, net ag exports are down significantly from 2016 through 2018. The trade balance for the first 7 months for 2016, 2017, and 2018 was $3.719 billion, $7.173 billion, and $5.784 billion, respectively. 2017 is an important benchmark as it is largely regarded as the last normal year in agricultural trade before the U.S. and various trade partners, including China, began exchanging retaliatory tariffs. Peanut allergies get a lot of attention, but in reality, fewer than 1% of Americans are allergic to the legume. That doesn't mean a peanut allergy is something to take lightly, however. Food-induced anaphylaxis is a serious allergic reaction that may cause breathing or blood circulation problems and can lead to death if not treated quickly. Since 2001, the National Peanut Board has invested more than $32 million into research and education about food and peanut allergies. And the Food and Drug Administration recently approved the first ever drug to treat peanut allergies. On September 9th, USDA released details of the $530 million Seafood Trade Relief Program, which will provide direct support to eligible seafood species that have suffered more than $5 million in retaliatory trade damages. Retaliatory tariffs remain in place on U.S. seafood exports to China. The affected species include Atka mackerel, crab, including Dungeness, King, Snow, and Southern Tanner, flounder, geoduck, goosefish, herring, lobster, Pacific cod, Pacific ocean perch, pollock, sablefish, salmon, sole, squid, tuna, and turbot. The new STRP, created by USDA, will be funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation and administered by USDA's Farm Service Agency. AFBF and 41 other agricultural organizations are asking Congress to ensure the USDA has the tools necessary to help farmers in times of crisis. The group sent a letter to House and Senate leadership requesting they immediately provide replenishment for the Commodity Credit Corporation through the continuing resolution. Without immediate replenishment, funding for farm bill programs could run out while farmers struggle against low commodity prices, natural disasters, and the coronavirus pandemic. The letter states that for decades, CCC has been regularly replenished to fund programs integral to the farm safety net that Congress has worked tirelessly to craft. Producers count on programs like agriculture risk coverage, price loss coverage, dairy margin coverage, marketing assistance loans, conservation programs, and many others as they provide food, fuel, and fiber for our nation. Without immediate CCC reimbursement, payments and programs would be significantly delayed, jeopardizing operations across the country. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.